Praise the Lord, good morning. Praise God, let's open our Bible to the book of Philippians, chapter 4, and let's read verse 6 and 7. Book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6 and 7 say, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." It's time for us to pray, and you say, "Be careful for nothing, don't be worried." It's just a prayer away. God will answer our prayers, whatever your burden, your hardship, your difficulty. Give it unto God in a prayer and He will answer. He will say yes, or He will say no, or He will say wait. It's all in His hand. Let's come to God. Lord, we thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness. We come before in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your help and your mercy and your support. Thank you for all that you give us, even our breath of life. Thank you for the eternal life. Let's give thanks to God. Let him hear our thanks. Let him see how much we appreciate what he give us. When we present our supplication, let us present it with thanksgiving. Let's give thanks to God. Thank you, Lord, for my good health, my family, for your church, for your word. Thank you for the brethren. Thank you for provision. Thank you for the food, the shelter, my job, my income, my salary. Thank you, God, for everything small and big. It comes from you, Lord, and without you, I'm nothing. Lord, here today, I'm coming to you presenting my thanksgiving and my worship and my adoration, my life, unto your service. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice on the cross to give us eternal life. Thank you, God. Thank you for everything we receive from you. Let's now come to God and let's confess our sins and the wrongdoing, the wrong thoughts, wrong actions. I think we have done in the past few days, weeks, or in the past we have not confessed or renounced our sin. Let's confess and let us renounce them. Yes, Lord, thank you for this wonderful time. Anoint us as we confess our sin, Lord. Convict us, restore us, heal us. Forgive our sins, O God, as we confess and renounce in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers. Restore and heal and forgive and purify, O God, your church from our sins, O God, our transgressions. Our life. Cleanse us, Lord. Purge us through and through, body, soul, and spirit. O God, hear our cry and hear our prayers. Lead us, Lord, in the way that you want us to go on and move in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your love and care to us. Let's now present our request to God. Don't be burdened. Present your request. Don't give solution, suggestion to God. What's your burden? What's your problem? Give it to God. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers on your time. Thank you, Jesus, according to your will. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Let's pray now for our families. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Lord, bless each and every family, bestow your blessing, more fruit of the Holy Spirit, and more joy and peace and blessing and humility and unity among the all family members. I pray for each husband to put you in his head, to lead him, and also for each wife to be submissive to their husbands, O God, as to the Lord, and they will work together to raise up godly children and to achieve the purpose of God in their lives. Thank you, Lord. Pray for children to listen to their parents and to obey, O Lord. And I pray for each family to shine, to let others know you through their lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all the families that are part of the church and the family congregations and all what the families are doing for your glory. Thank you for your goodness and for your faithfulness, O God. Let's pray now for our jobs, the place that you are working, your sponsor, your visa, your boss. Pray. To pray. Thank you, Lord, for this time of prayers. We commit ourselves to evangelize, to reach the lost, to be a good example in our rocky places. We pray for our boss to be saved. We commit ourselves to speak your word. Oh God, we commit ourselves to bring our tithes and offering and first fruits from the places that we are working, whatever income we receive, we will tithe it, we will give our first fruit to you, Lord. And Lord, we pray for the companies who have less income, give them good income so they will pay the salaries on time. I pray for our brethren who are having pending salaries, especially for the companies who are receiving money. Make them remember, O Lord, their employees, and they will pay them. O God, touch them in the name of Jesus. They will pay their employees in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, answer of prayer. Thank you for all the provision. Thank you for the increase of salary and income for all those who are faithful to you, who are bringing their tithes and offering and first fruit to you, Lord. You bless them and reward them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers, O God. Hear our prayers. Let's pray now for the people around us, our neighborhood, our friends, our relatives, our workmates, people we are meeting every day. Let's pray, our old friends, childhood friends. Let's pray that God will use all our contacts, relationship, to bring glory to Him, to evangelize, to make disciples, to plant a new Bible studies, a new congregation for the church. Lord, hear our prayers, O God. Hear our cry for mercy. In the name of Jesus, teach us more of your ways and your commands of God. O Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray for people to be harvested from all our contacts and our neighborhood area. Help us to reach more people around us, our relatives, our friends, our colleagues. Lord, we pray for all of them to be saved in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's now pray for this country, UAE, where God had put His church, and all the countries that the church had expanded to Oman, to Kuwait, to Iraq, to India, to Sri Lanka, to Philippines, to Pakistan, to Australia, to America, also to Sierra Leone, Uganda, Nigeria, Malawi, and all the other places that God is leading us step by step. Let's pray that God will provide for us all the logistic needs, documentation, offices we need, whatever we trust the living God, He will provide. Lord, Jehovah Jireh, who had provided the lamb for Abraham, and you spared Isaac, and who provided for us Jesus on the Mount of Calvary, in the Mount that He sacrificed Himself for us. We trust you, Lord. You will give us all what we need, all offices, all documentations, all favor, all miracles and wonders to be done in every place that your church is reaching and needing things. We will lack no good things. As you promised, those who seek the Lord will lack no good things. Lord, we thank you, God. You will provide for us. I pray for vision and dreams to be revealed to those who are unsaved, to those who are far away from you, Lord. I pray also, reveal yourself to them and let them know that you are the true God and we are your servant. I pray, give boldness to your servants to go on and serve you, to evangelize, to reach the lost, oh God, every one of us, in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for the church, pray for yourself. Ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Tell him, Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. And refill us, O God. Fill us, O Lord. And refill those who are already baptized with the Holy Ghost. We ask you, Lord, to have us fully, Lord, have full control over our lives in the name of Jesus. And we pray also, Lord, that you will give us the spiritual gifts that we need to serve you, that we need to go and reach the lost. I pray for gift evangelism, gift of preaching, gift of miracles, O Lord, gift of speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, gift of prophecy, pastoring, teaching. Lord, you help us. Whatever skills and talents we need to serve you, you provide for us. We trust you, Lord. We have no one but you. We have no trust but on you, O God. Lord, we pray that you use this church mightily. We pray for more Bible studies to be planted, more congregation also. I pray also, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that the vision of yours to the church, multiplication in peace, with implementing the whole will of God, shall be accomplished. Bless all the ministries of the church, the watchman ministry, the church school, the youth and the children ministry under their parents, the women ministry under their husbands, O God, and also, Lord, bless Lord, the publication, bless also the ministry of translation, and bless the farming ministry, Lord. We pray for more languages, more areas, and more nations, and more families to be added to the church, O God. Lead us to more countries, to reach us, more cities, more villages, more continents, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, for more people to get water baptized, to receive Christ, to give their life fully to Him. O Lord, raise up more disciples. Help us, O God, to fulfill the great commission of yours, who say, go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. O God, we pray that when you will come, you will see us faithful, doing the very work of yours. Even Lord, we pray for this today worship and all the worship of God and all our songs and all this recording. Make it reach to the rest of the body of yours in this church. We pray for the anointing, the message, the giving, and all the items of our worship. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand and let us worship the Lord.
The light of the world is stepping. Thank you.
Yes, Lord, we give you thanks. We adore you, we worship you. We continue to fear your name and to continue to serve you, O God. Teach us now as we will sit in your presence, speak to us your word, and I pray you humble us, O Lord, so that you will do your will and full in our life. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. As we are sitting in God's presence, let us time now come to collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit. Let's bring it to the house of God. Lord, we thank you for all that you give us, for our jobs and incomes and salaries, and your provision and your supply to us. As we bring today, Lord, in obedience to your word, our tithes, our first fruits, and our offerings to you, we ask you, Lord, to fulfill your promises. And we trust you, Lord, that you will open the floodgates of heaven and also bless us. And you will pour out so much blessing in our lives that we have no place to keep. And you will be the one to rebuke the devourer in our life. And Lord, you will take away all pestilence, accident, fines, penalties, stealing, robbery, or people take advantage of us. You will take them all from our lives. And let all nations, Lord, know that we are blessed by you. I pray for our brethren who have no job. Give them job and give them income, Lord. provide for them in the name of Jesus so they can also bring to you. And Lord, we pray that this morning, as we bring to you, anoint it, multiply it, and let me, Lord, use, O God, for your glory. O Lord, we pray that your will be done. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Let's now open our Bible to the book of Jeremiah. And let's go to chapter 45. Jeremiah chapter 45. And today we'll speak about a person, his name Baruch. And this chapter 45 in the book of Jeremiah, the message of God was directed to that person. Book of Jeremiah chapter 45 verse 1 to 5. The word that Jeremiah the prophet spake unto Baruch the son of Neriah, when he had written these words in the book of the mouth of Jeremiah, in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, unto thee, O Baruch. Thou didst say, Woe is me now, for the Lord hath added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my sighing, and I find not rest. Thus shalt thou say unto him, The Lord say thus, Behold, that which I have built will I break down, and that which I have planted I will pluck up, even this whole land. And seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not, for behold, I will bring evil upon the upon all flesh, saith the Lord, but thy life will I give unto thee for a prey in all places whither thou goest. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your word that you sent us on time to your church, according to our needs and according to your will. You feed us and you supply us and you correct us and you teach us. I pray that make the message clear, speak to us, change life, direct us back to you, draw us with full commitment to you, O God. I pray for workers to be raised up. I pray those who get cold to come back to their senses and repent and come back to you, Lord. We pray. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be magnified and glorified. This is all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. How many of you have heard about Baruch? Baruch is one of the close friends of the prophet Jeremiah. He was accompanying him in his ministry. And he was the one who wrote what God has spoken to Jeremiah. He was the one who was the writer. And Baruch passed through all the afflictions, the trials, the rejection, the persecution, the trouble that Jeremiah were passing through. At that time, the Lord sent the army of Babylonian to besiege Jerusalem and to take Jerusalem and Judah, and the message of God to the people that they should not go to Egypt. And Baruch was even stay with Jeremiah. Even when they forced him to go to Egypt, he went with them. So he was A person who is serving the Lord, as you are serving God, and today message is what is the requirement of God's calling in your life, what God requires from you, and there are lessons today from the life of from the life of Baruch. We have read what he say, you know, in verse 3, thou didst say, woe is me now, for the Lord hath added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my sighing, and I find no rest. It seemed that Baruch was daunted and he was discouraged of what he was passing through, and he was not having grace or peace. He should have joy, but he has sorrow. Trials going on. He was expecting to gain, but there are losses. And here we can read that how he was complaining and he was murmuring against God. He was discontented of what he was passing through. And maybe the situation of Baruch in his discouragement, depression, sadness, maybe you are also passing through these things in your lives. And today's message is directed to you because you are like this man. And here the Lord sent a message to him. He spoke to Jeremiah to tell him the message of the Lord. After he wrote all these things to the prophet Jeremiah, God gave this message to him. What is the message that God sent him in verse 4? Thus shalt thou say unto him, the Lord say this, behold, that which is I have built will I break down, and that which I have planted I will pluck up, even this whole land. And seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not. For behold, I will bring evil upon all flesh, say the Lord, but thy life will I give unto thee for a prey in all places, whatever thou goest. Verse 4, what God said to him, thus shalt thou say unto him, the Lord say thus, behold, that which I have built will I break down, and that which I have planted I will pluck up, even this whole land. God is saying that I am going to break down all what I have built, and I will pluck up all what I had planted. God is saying here, he's going to do that because he's going to discipline and punish the people who are not willing to go with God and follow after him. That is what God is saying to him. But why God is saying this to Baruch? And why Baruch was sad and upset about what is going on? Why he was upset? Why he was sad that God is going to destroy what he built and to plug what he had planted? Maybe Baruch, and that's most likely, his heart and mind was directed or focused about material things. That is here, you know, when we focus on material things, and God take away these material things from our life, we are discouraged of what's going on. You know, he was sad, or maybe he was also angry, because possibly also he does not like that what God did when he brought the army of the Babylonian to destroy Jerusalem and to take Judah and all the havoc that would take place. He does not like this to happen. And maybe you are like that also. You don't like that you don't like there's a war. You don't like natural calamities to happen. You don't like pandemics, but these are the things that God allow so that he will discipline, he will punish those who are wicked and those who are bad and those who are does not want to follow him. God did these things. And we should go with the same understanding with God and agree with him, and we should not be discouraged, and we should not complain, and we should not argue with God. And that is the message that he sent him. He sent the message to correct him, and even the message to correct you today, to correct us as a church. We may not get what we expect. We may not have gain. But as long as we are doing the will of God and moving with God, the Lord will bless us, and the Lord will reward us. What he said to him more? In verse 5, you see here, from what God spoke to him, we can understand what is the wrong. I mean, Baruch was a faithful person. Baruch, see, listen here. Baruch have done good things. But why did he was discouraged? What was the area that make him discouraged? And what is God is correcting now? He told him in verse 5, and seekest thou great things for thyself? Why he was upset and discouraged? Because he was looking for great things for him. What God told him about when he was seeking great things for himself, like when you like to have name, when you want to have more power, more money, more fame, what he told him? The Lord seek them not. When God call you, when God call us, listen to this, when God call us, we are not called to seek a great things for ourselves. That is sometimes when we think this way, we get frustrated. But he promised Baruch, and he promised us a good things. Listen here in verse 5. Behold, I will bring evil upon all the flesh, say the Lord. But thy life will I give unto thee for a prey. He say, one thing I will secure to you, your salvation. Amen. That's what we need from God. If we will seek anything, we should seek our salvation from God. He said to him, wherever you will come to move, wherever they will take you, wherever you will be, there's one thing I will be assured that you will have it. And that's what we need. And that is our salvation from the Lord. And this is also the same things what the Lord also promised us. You know, in John chapter 10 and verse 27 and verse 28, Jesus say, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. That's here the point. As we continue to follow God and trust him, we will have a sure salvation as long we give up looking on material things. What was the problem of Baruch? Listen to me. He was looking for material things, and he was sad and upset because God allowed destruction. And he was seeking something, but God is not allowed to happen to him. And God told him, seek them not. He was doing good ministry, and as you are. But God wants us to be corrected today. To understand more about what was going on in the life of Baruch, and also the same in your life, let's go to Book of Jeremiah chapter 32. And let us see what Baruch had witnessed in the life of Jeremiah and what he passed through. And let us, then we can understand why God sent him this message. Why God sent you this message today? because there is something need to be corrected. Book of Jeremiah chapter 32, and I will read the whole chapters because this is the whole story. We need to hear it and we can understand. We can see the life of Jeremiah, how he acted. Then what God wanted from us. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, which was the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar. For then the king of Babylon army besieged Jerusalem, and Jeremiah the prophet was shut up in the court of the prison, which was in the king of Judah house. He was in jail because he preached and he was persecuted. For Zedekiah king of Judah has shut him up, saying, Wherefore dost thou prophesy and say, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I'll give city unto the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And Zedekiah king of Judah shall not escape out of the hand of the Chaldeans, but shall surely be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon, and shall speak with the king of Babylon, and shall speak with him mouth to mouth, and his eyes shall behold his eyes, and he shall lead Zedekiah to Babylon, and there shall be until I visit him, say the Lord. Though ye fly with the Chaldeans, ye shall not prosper. And Jeremiah said, The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Behold, Hananiel, the son of Shallum, thine uncle, shall come unto thee, saying, By thee my fear that is in Anathoth, for the right of redemption is thine to buy it. So Hananiel, my uncle's son, came to me in the court of the prison according to the word of the Lord, and said unto me, By my fear, I pray thee, that is in Anathoth, which is in the country of Benjamin, for the right of inheritance is thine, and the redemption is thine, buy it for thyself. Then I knew that this was the word of the Lord, and I bought the field of Hananiel, my uncle's son, that was in Anathoth, and weigh him the money, even 17 shekels of silver. And I subscribed the evidence, and seated, and took witnesses, and weighed him the money in the balances. So I took the evidence of the purchase, both that which was sealed according to the law and custom, and that which was open, and I gave the evidence of the purchase unto Baruch. See, Baruch was here also, was there in the prison, witnessing was going on. And gave the evidence of the purchase unto Baruch, the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, in the stead of Hanamel, my uncle's son. And in the presence of the witnesses that subscribed the book of the purchase before all the Jews that sat in the court of the prison, I charged Baruch before them, saying, Thus say the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, take these evidences. This evidence of the purchase, both which is sealed and this evidence which is open, and put them in an earthen vessel, that they may continue many days. For thus say the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. Now when I had delivered the evidence of the purchase unto Baruch, the son of Neriah, I prayed unto the Lord, saying, O Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompense the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name. Great in counsel and mighty in war, for thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings, which has set signs and wonder in the land of Egypt, even unto this day, and in Israel, and among other men, and has made thee a name, as at this day, and has brought forth thy people Israel out of the land of Egypt, with signs, and with wonders, and with a strong hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with a great terror, and has given them this land, which thou didst swear to their fathers, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey. And they come in and possess it, but they obey not thy voice, neither walk in thy law. They have done nothing of all that thou commandest thou to do. Therefore thou hast caused all this evil to come upon them. Behold, the mounts, they are come unto the city to take it, and the city is given unto them into the hand of the Chaldeans that fight against it because of the sword and of the famine and of the pestilence. And behold, thou seest, verse 25, and thou hast said unto me, O Lord God, buy thee the field for money, and take witnesses, for the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Therefore, thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will give this city into the hand of the Chaldeans, and into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And the Chaldeans that fight against this city shall come and set fire on this city, and burn it with the houses, upon whose roofs they have offered incense unto Baal, and pour out drink offerings unto other gods to provoke me to anger. For the children of Israel and the children of Judah have only done evil before me from their youth, for the children of Israel have only provoked me to anger with the work of their hands, say the Lord. For this city has been to me a provocation of mine anger and of my fruit and my fury from the day that they built it even unto this day, that I should remove it from before my face, because of all the evil of the children of Israel and of the children of Judah, which they have done to provoke me to anger. They, their kings, their princes, their priests, and their prophets, and the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And they have turned unto me the back, and not the face. Though I taught them, rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction. But they set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to defile it. And they built the high places of Baal, which are the valley of the son of Hanun, to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire unto Molech, which I commanded them not. Neither came it into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin. And now, therefore, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning this city, whereof you say it shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence. Behold, I will gather them out of all the countries, whether I have driven them in mine anger and in my fury and in the great wrath. And I will bring them again into this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. And I will give them one heart and one way, and they may fear me forever for the good of them and of their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, and I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, that they shall not depart from me. Yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in this land as surely with my whole heart and with my whole soul. For thus saith the Lord, like as I have brought all this great evil upon this people, so will I bring upon them all the good that I have promised them. And fields shall be bought in this land, whereof ye say it is desolate with all men and or beasts. It is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Men shall buy fields for money, and subscribe evidences, and seal them, and take witnesses in the land of Benjamin, and in the places about Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, and in the cities of the mountains, and in the cities of the valley, and in the cities of the south, for I will cause their captivity to return, saith the Lord. Amen. Now here, there is an important event in this chapter. He was in jail, Jeremiah, because of persecution. And while he was in the jail, God spoke to him. What God told him? God told him, your uncle will come to you so that you will buy his land. And then after God spoke, his uncle came to him and he told him, can you buy my land? And here, Jeremiah, he come to know that he need to buy this land. How many of you planning to buy land or house? We learn from the prophet Jeremiah how he bought the land. Not that because he like or he wish, but because God has spoke to him that he need to buy this land. And now the people, they do the opposite. They buy land, buy houses, and then after that they will ask God to bless it or to confirm it to them. But we learn from Jeremiah that when we buy something, it is God who lead us in a very clear way, as God had led Jeremiah here to buy this land. Now, this buying take place in front of Baruch. Now, the point here that the prophet Jeremiah did, when God spoke to him, in obedience to God, he bought the land. But he know very well that he may not going to use this land. He may not even going to see this land. But why he did it? He did it because he did it in obedience to God. You know, in verse 25, after he bought the land, he prayed to God. And here his prayer is asking God, why he asked him to buy this land. In verse 25 he says, he say, and thou hast said unto me, O Lord God, buy ye the land for money, and take the witness, for the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. He said, why you asked me to buy the land, and you had given the city to the Chaldeans already? Jeremiah obeyed and he discussed with God. His discussion with God was not before he buy. He bought it because God spoke to him. He did not argue about that. But he's asking God, you know very well that the city will be taken. You are the one who brought the Chaldeans. And you are giving the city to them. Why you let me lose my money to put it in a land I will not use, even I may not see? You see now the character of Jeremiah. Compare it of what God spoke to Baruch in chapter 45. And Baruch is looking, he know very well why Jeremiah bought the land. He does not like it, he does not need it. But he did it in obedience to God. Even he lost his money because he wanted to obey God. That's why here, when he said to Baruch, "Seek, are you seeking yourself with great things? You cannot see the example of Jeremiah?" Let's hear now. Now reflect this on your life. Reflect now in your life. The message is to correct you. Is to correct it. From where Jeremiah brought the money? He was saving the money. And he saved the money and he kept it aside. And when God spoke to him to buy, he is ready with his money. Otherwise he cannot buy it if he has no money in his hand. This is a good example for us. We need to work out to save money so that we can obey God and fulfill the requirement of God's calling into our life. We don't buy lands and houses because we wish. We keep the money aside so that when God calls us to do certain things, we are ready to serve Him with what we have also. That is here the challenge that God is challenging us. The challenge that He even challenged Baruch about it. What was the purpose of God? You know, Jeremiah, he said, I already obeyed. But can you tell me what is your purpose? Why you allow me to buy this land, although you know you're going to give the city to be destroyed? The message of God to him was, the purpose of God, of what Jeremiah did, is a message of hope. That the people, when they will repent, they will be coming back to God, they will be restored. When he finally told them in verse 44, "Men shall buy fields for money and subscribe evidences and see them and take witnesses in the land of Benjamin and in the places about Jerusalem and the city of Judah," he told him, "What you did, it will be done later on. I mean, I restore the people. But I want you to buy it so that the people will have hope in God. If they will repent, if they will come back to God, they'll be restored back to Him." And that is the God's calling for us. We need to work with God. We need to work with the Lord to bring the message of hope into our life. You see the life of Baruch, he was sad, angry, grieving, discontented, because he was after his heart, after certain material things. And God told him, "Seek them not." But we need to work with God to bring the hope back to our life, into the life of our families, and in the life of the people around us that we are ministering to. We suppose that we collect of money and savings that you will enjoy it, you will take rest, you will get relief of it. But we find out here that when God called Jeremiah, he spent his money on the will of God, on the purpose of God, not his wishes, not for his personal life, but for the glory of the Lord. And Baruch was there. Along the whole story, he was witnessing everything. Do you think Baruch was happy of what was going on? You know, many people, when they come to serve the Lord, and they give life, their life to God, they think that serving God is something to be gained. They will receive a treasure, but that is not what the scripture is telling us now. That is not the purpose that God had called you in the book of Timothy chapter 6 and verse 3 to verse 5. He say, "If any man teach otherwise and consent not to the wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is a proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of wars, whereof cometh envy, strife, railing, evil It was amazing. Perverse distributing of men, corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth. Here the last statement. Supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. What is their mind? Supposing that gain is godliness. They think that when they will serve, they will get something, material things out of it. And that is where the God wants to correct you, correct us today about the things that in our mind and thoughts need to be corrected. You know, when Baruch was looking and it was going on, maybe he was thinking that he and Jeremiah are lost. Or maybe he was thinking that maybe this Jeremiah will cause me to be a lost person. Because he have seen that how he moved his money to buy a land that he will not even see. He will not even use. You know, many who come to the Lord and they see others who are dedicated to Christ, when they see them suffering, when they see them they are having hard time because they are serving God, they don't like this to come to them. They don't like this that they will pass through the same. But that is what was going on in the life of Jeremiah and what Baruch had witnessed. Even we can see the same in the New Testament. In the book of Luke chapter 18, when Peter said to the Lord in verse 28, what he told him, then Peter said, "Lo, we have left all and follow thee." That's the same here. He told the Lord, "Lord, we have left everything." Like the situation of the prophet Jeremiah. In verse 29, and he said unto them, and he also said unto us today, the message is not only for the apostles, but for us, his disciples today. He said unto them, "Verily I say unto you, there is no man that had left house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. "Who shall not receive manifold, more in this present time, and in the world to come, life everlasting." Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your word and for your promise. Let's now stand. God's willing, next week we will continue more speaking about Baruch. But let's come now to God. Let us give up the love of material things. Let us not be upset like Baruch or sad because God allowed calamities, difficulties, pandemics. He's disciplining the people. But let us take the example of Jeremiah to get the message of hope in our lives. Thank you, Lord. In the life of our families, in the life of our ministries, in the life of the church, in the life of the people that we are reaching out. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for reviving us. We give you glory and honor. Oh Lord, you are our strength. Oh Lord, when we are weak, Lord, I pray you help us. You help the weak in faith. Our brothers and our sisters who are weak in faith, increase their faith. Lord, people among us like Baruch, they are serving you, Lord. But sometimes they are weak. Correct them, Lord, gently, oh God. Speak to them. Convict them to come back fully to you, Lord. Not about material things. Teach them not to seek their own benefit. Not to seek great things. Seek them not, say the Lord. Lord, teach us. Guide us. Be with us, O God. Be with your church. Correct and discipline your people, O Lord. Let them fear you. Let them tremble at your presence. All what we have, Lord, from you. Teach us and guide us. You are our strength when we are weak.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all.
We give up, Lord, the material things. We focus on you, Lord. We trust you, God, that your word, as we cling to it, you will not pluck us from your hand. Oh, Lord, take the message and spread it. Oh, God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and give us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen, Amen.
My life is in you, Lord.